This is our Be Moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm reminding you to keep the Spirit of Christ in Christmas. One of the ways we do that is by remembering the eternal riches of Christ. I think it's important to reflect on this because sometimes we can become so preoccupied with the commercial side of Christmas that we can fall into the trap of measuring our worth or the value of our Christmas by the number of gifts we receive and the value attached to those gifts. And while it is natural for us to want to get certain gifts, let us not fall into a pattern of measuring our worth in terms of dollars and cents. There is a much higher way in the spiritual realm to measure worth. And when I think about the richness in Christ, I'm reminded of a story. I read about a man who lived in East Texas and who ultimately died in poverty. This man lived in a house that sat just a few feet above the largest undiscovered oil reserve in the world. The fact is, he lived like a pauper, but he was a wealthy man unbeknownst to him. It was a classic case of being rich but living poor. Sometimes that's how we live life because we see richness and measure it only in what we have in the natural world. We forget about the depths of our richness in Christ. Tune in today to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel as I share a story about a mom who started to measure her Christmas by the number of gifts under her tree until her husband shed a new light on their situation. But before you tune in, remember these words: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." John 3:16. So today, focus on your eternal riches.